Street, Paul. Portage College held an open house event at its St. Paul campus on April 4, inviting the local community to learn about the college and its programs. The open house was one of the college's three open houses held at the Lac La Biche, St. Paul, and Cold Lake campuses from April 3 to 5. Emily Steele, the marketing supervisor and team lead for Portage College, said the event in St. Paul included campus tours, including its culinary arts studio, and a free barbecue. In addition, the college waived its $50 application fees for the evening, allowing students to explore their options without the financial burden of paying the fee up front. We always do a follow-up with our students to see if they're still interested in applying, and our advisors will reach out to them to get students ready for fall, said Steele. The college has had great success with these events in the past, with many of the students who attend ultimately applying to the college and becoming students, according to Steele. And then a lot of them actually stay and work within the community, so it kind of comes full circle, she added. The open house event had approximately 70 prospective students in attendance in St. Paul and about 40 people applied to the college that evening. The college's athletics department was also present at the event, actively recruiting potential athletes from the community. Students interested in hockey, golf, curling, futsal, or soccer had the opportunity to apply and potentially be scouted to play on an athletic team, with the possibility of earning a scholarship. It gives that opportunity back to the students that may not be playing at a high tier to come in and actually try out and get a foot in the door, said Steele. For those who were unable to attend, Portage College encourages them to reach out directly to the college to book a tour of the facility. They can reach out to the marketing department, or even the program area advisors, to get program information, she said. We're always willing to accommodate student tours, and there are also opportunities to participate in a student for a day program, said Steele.